From the Dangers of Russia to Love. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1896. Alvita walked through the garden, thinking that the flowers which were just coming into bloom were what she had waited for in the long and seemingly endless winter. She was thrilled when they first appeared in all their glory. To her, flowers were something more romantic than anything else she could ever think of. As her mother had loved them too, she continued to fill the house with flowers from the attic right down to the cellars. She wondered now how long it would be before all the rooms in the house were ablaze with flowers that were greatly admired by everyone in the neighbourhood. "You are the flower queen," one of them had said to her, and she had answered, "I do wish that was true." At the same time, she knew that flowers made her happy. They always made her feel that she was living in a fairyland, rather than with all the difficulties and troubles that there had been lately in her family. Her beloved mother, who was English, had died 6 months ago. Her father, who was Russian, almost as if he could not live without her, had died 3 months later. Her brother had come into the estate and had left St. Petersburg, where he had been enjoying himself with all the pretty, flirtatious women. According to gossip, he went to parties every night, and he was undoubtedly one of the best-looking young men in court circles. At that time, the stories from St. Petersburg were not particularly happy ones. But Alvita seldom bothered to read the newspapers now that her father was not there. She had, in fact, cancelled a great number of them, which had come every day into the house, rather than be distressed by the troubles and difficulties which seemed to her to fill every page. "So why should I worry about what is happening so many miles away?" she asked herself frequently. Looking up at the wonderful pine trees, she thought that she lived in a different world from the one which was experiencing a great deal of trouble and which she did not wish to know about. She went out into the garden to look at the flowers that she had planted, to see if they were doing as well as she expected. She found that the cold winter had destroyed some of her plantings, but there were many that would soon be in full bloom. "I love you," she would say to them all. "I love you, and I want you to be as beautiful this year as you were last year." She well remembered how people had come to commiserate with her, because both her mother and father were dead, had instead been overwhelmed by the beauty and the garden and the arrangements of flowers in the house. They had eventually talked more about them than her parents, who were no longer with Alvita. Now, as she was just walking to the far end of the garden, she heard someone drive up to the front door. She wondered if it was a guest, who it was likely to be. There had been quite a number of people calling in the past few days, and she had hoped that today she would be free to be alone and enjoy the flowers and the clean, fresh air in the garden. Those who came had continually talked about her father and mother, and it had only upset her when they went on and on, making it clearer than it was already that she would never see them again. She had loved her mother, who was very beautiful and at the same time very English. She had, of course, talked to Alvita of her home in England, and how British were, in very many ways, so different from the Russians. Equally, as she had admired her husband so much, she had always praised the Russians, and claimed that no men were as romantic or as innovative as the Russians. Alvita had listened to all this intently. She had grown up to be very proud of her mother, because she was so beautiful, and of her father, because he was so intelligent. She had always hoped that she would inherit both those talents from them.